How do you build a high-performance team? That's the question that all leaders grapple with. The challenge in today's environment is that you're told to pull this off on a shoestring budget and that you have to exceed previous year's production. It's an impossible task. Here's how this show helps. Every week, we're going to feature executive and senior leaders from HR, IT, and sales, and they're going to share their best practices and playbooks so you can empower your managers to build great teams. We are Engaging Leadership, and now, here's the show. Thanks for joining us today. This is your friendly neighborhood town strategy nerd, Dr. Jim. I am broadcasting live from the HR Transform Conference in Las Vegas, and we are at the Wynn Resort. So today I have Brian Power joining us, and he is the head of people at Nextdoor. And what we're going to be talking today with a lot of our guests is getting your people ready to lead. Oftentimes when we think about building high-performance organizations, one of the challenges is getting your individual contributors and your first-time managers up to speed very quickly instead of having to wait 6 or 8 months for them to figure it out. So we're going to be sharing some best practices in these conversations. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
I think before we dive into the main part of the conversation, it's going to be important for the listeners to know a little bit more about you. So tell us about some of the work that you're doing at Nextdoor, and maybe even throw in some stuff that you're particularly proud of in your almost 6 years of time at that organization.
Yeah, sure. So I've been in Nextdoor for about 5.5 years now. I lead the people function. My career in tech goes back to the late 90s. I moved to San Francisco during the dot-com era, and I've always been in the people space. I started in recruiting. I worked at companies like Google and Yahoo and Square. And so that's ultimately what led me to Nextdoor. I'm really excited because I've got to see a lot of different things. The last few years have been really dynamic in the people space. We've dealt with everything from COVID-19 to the changing work from home, work from office model, and just a whole new point of view on how employees think about their employers.
I noticed that you mentioned that you spent some time in recruiting. I've spent a lot of time in recruiting on the agency side. So I have a special place in my heart for people that are trying to fill roles and basically get yelled at by every functional group in an organization when you're not getting candidates over to them fast enough. I can relate to some of the things that you've gone through in your trajectory.
Yeah, I also worked as an agency recruiter at the beginning of my career, and so I definitely understand what that is like.
One thing that I'm curious about, you're the head of people at Nextdoor, you have agency and recruiting experience. What has that experience taught you in how you construct teams underneath you?
Well, I think when you're in recruiting for a long time, I was in recruiting for over 10 years, you start to really appreciate how different skills and different strengths can come together and be impactful. I think when I started out, you're trying to find that perfect resume for a role. But the more you see it, there's not really any such thing as a perfect resume. It's like different people joining different teams is what leads to collective success. And so when you really, as a recruiter, can look back at the teams you've built, you get a broad landscape of what works and what doesn't. I think it's a great jumping off point, really, for any leader.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. I have this conversation often, and I've had this quite often when I was in recruiting. The question that I would center myself and the hiring managers on would be, what's the problem that you're trying to solve? And how does that show up in the candidate pool that you want to interview? Because oftentimes, I think a lot of people leaders and hiring managers get too wrapped up in what the ideal profile looks like, the pedigree looks like, instead of thinking more deeply about the problem that you're trying to solve. So I appreciate you sharing that. So let's get into getting your people ready to lead. So when you think about what I talked about in the beginning of the conversation, a big problem for a lot of organizations and a lot of people leaders is identifying people in the individual contributor ranks and getting them ready to lead, and also your new managers in your organization, getting them ready to lead versus having to wait 6 or 8 months for them to get up to speed. So when you think about that problem, what's the best practice that you have in your toolkit that you would recommend to other leaders that they use to get their people ready to lead faster?
The number one thing, it's really straightforward, is feedback and how a leader, even before you're a manager, how you can start to think about information about you from your leaders, from the people you work with, from people who ultimately, when you are a manager, the people who work for you, getting just good at being able to gather this feedback and then internalize it and react on it is essential. There are no good leaders who are not good at this. And it's one of the hardest things for a first-time manager to learn how to do for the first time.
So let's dig into that a little bit. And I think your point about feedback is fantastic. I think there's a problem, and you just hinted at it. It's very difficult for a lot of first-time managers to give feedback effectively. So walk us through elements of good feedback. What does really good feedback look like, and how should it be delivered for maximum impact?
At Nextdoor, we try to frame feedback as kind and candid, and it's two things. Because I think in my experience, those are the two most common mistakes. The first is people just come right at you with something. It's difficult to hear and you get defensive, or they're just mad at you and they tell you something and becomes a conflict. It might not be productive. That's one. But more often it's the lack of being candid. So people tap dance around the feedback they actually have to give to someone. And so how can you find the right balance of being kind and having the person you're talking to in mind as a person and a teammate, but also be candid, give them the information that they deserve on how they might improve working together, or what they can do to be better in their role.
Let's dig a little bit deeper. You mentioned kind, and a lot of people, not just first-time managers and individual contributors, confuse kindness and niceness.
Definitely.
So if you were to give some tips on how to be kind, what does kindness look like compared to what niceness looks like?
Yeah, for us, the avoidance of conflict or the avoidance of feedback that needs to be discussed, we consider to be unkind. And while it might be difficult to start that conversation, the right thing to do is to have it. And so making sure a leader creates the space where someone feels comfortable doing that. But also for everyone, I'm thinking now about our workforce, we ask them to take the be kind and to give the person the feedback that you're holding. Instead of giving it to somebody else or to their manager, how can they go direct and continue that relationship with the person? One program we have at Nextdoor, which you can find out about on our people blog on our company page, is called a feedback loop. And it's actually a team-based exercise where each person on the team gets together in pairs and they rotate around. So by the end of this session, they've each met with one-to-one with every other person on their team, and they've had the opportunity to both give and receive feedback. And we found this feedback loop program to be really popular because it creates a space where people can give feedback and hear in a structured and facilitated way. So they can operate at whatever level they like. It can be simple feedback or it can be direct. But we found this is a really powerful program that just with a short amount of time lets the whole team reset on how they're working with one another.
In all my conversations with other people leaders, I haven't heard them mention anything specifically about that. And the reason why it caught my attention is because it's intentional and it's embedding practice and what good looks like into the day-to-day, almost on an every single day basis, and making it accessible. One of the big problems with any sort of leadership principles that we talk about from a theoretical perspective, it's tough to define what good looks
That's
like
right.
and put it into practice. And I really like that you call that out. So appreciate you sharing that.
Yep.
Brian, I know that we could talk about this stuff for quite a while. We're just scratching the surface on this. If people want to continue the conversation with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Please reach out to me and connect on LinkedIn. I respond to my message there, and I'm always interested in making new connections across the industry.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And for those of you who have been listening to this conversation, hopefully you liked it. When I think about this short conversation that we had, the one thing that really impacted me is what we just mentioned at the back end of the conversation, which is you can talk about all this stuff till the cows come home. If you're not building systems and processes that allow people the opportunity to practice, show, and demonstrate what good looks like, it's going to fall over. So for people leaders that are out there that are trying to bridge the gap between strategy and execution, whatever problem you're trying to solve, you need to be intentional about embedding something in your environment that allows people to practice. So appreciate you sharing that, Brian. For those of you who have been listening, thanks for hanging out with us. If you haven't already joined the HR Impact community, make sure you do that. You can find that at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another great leader joining with us and sharing their game-changing insights that help them build a high-performing team. Thanks for listening to this episode of Engaging Leadership. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find our community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another leader joining us and sharing with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.